This is the audio recording for the Candia Safety Facility Committee meeting for May 4th, 2021.
And join me with salute and flag, please.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. First of all, I guess we can approve the minutes of the April 20th. Does anybody have any?
I move to, are you, is that your motion?
No, I didn't make a motion, if you want to.
Okay, I make a motion to accept the April 20th minutes as presented.
I'll second.
Seconding, all those in favor?
Aye.
Russ?
Okay. None opposed? So we have Jimmy Wilson is not here, and Mr. Fleming, he's out because he's having his shoulder done, so he'll be out probably for a while. Is that the only one we're missing?
Yeah, Jimmy told me he couldn't make it, he had some business to take care of.
Okay, that's fine, okay. First of all, before we get into the other stuff, you mentioned something at the last meeting there that you had an inquiry of who the board was made up of and who was what, something to that effect.
Oh yeah, that was the webmaster.
Yeah.
Wanting to know the titles on the board.
Yeah.
There was a vice chairman or anything like that, but she could put a nice dedicated spot for this committee on the town website.
Okay.
So.
You still need that, or?
Yeah, I'd like to do that.
Okay. Is there any suggestions of?
I'll be the vice chair? Oh, you want Mark to?
You can be the chair.
He's the chair.
You're the chair, so you can be the vice chair.
Whatever you guys want.
Yeah, that's.
Is that acceptable? Is that all you need then?
Yeah, then I'll just list the type,
list the seven that are on it, yeah. For contact or whatnot. And also, Linda has all of your emails, I believe, but she'd like also your phone numbers.
Okay.
So before the end of the evening, get her your phone numbers, just in case we don't have to have a meeting. You know, we got a way to contact everybody easily. At the last meeting, we talked about, the Board of Selectmen had to have that public hearing to spend any of those funds out of that capital reserve, which we did have, and it was approved. So I have signed the contract with the vendor, and that is going out this week. So that appraisal of your property will be done sometime in the next week or whatever, yeah. So.
What was the final cost?
Don't say a year. and I did talk, and I talked to Steve Hamilton about that, because we all talked about, we thought that was a little high, but I guess it's not for commercial.
So it's 3,000?
Yeah.
It's 3,000 is what
it, not to exceed the 3,000.
Just that we have in right. Minutes, yeah.
So. All right, and the other thing was, we talked about was, at the last meeting, we weren't sure. You know, the brief conversation I had with Ronnie and Tom was, you know, that they might be able to do some sort of a land swap or something as opposed to actually buying the property. But at the time, we didn't know what properties you two were looking at. Is that something that you're willing to share now, or?
Well, we weren't really. Only it came up as the idea just came up just so we could kind of save money and get this thing moving.
All right.
And then, you know, we had just kind of thrown around a couple of things, and if the pit's getting cleaned out up there, and we kind of been cleaning up a lot next door, maybe something, you know, that could be a possible.
On Brown Road?
Road.
Down pit.
Pit, because it's kind of all dug out. It needs to be, we were gonna work with Dennis this year and try to restore that, but we'll still do something. But if we talked about, if we do another section of Copar, we're going to have a bunch of extra loam and stuff we could probably bring up there. So we're going to try to get that cleaned up. So so that might be something that could work for us, because if we're going to try to clean it up and do
much,
that.
I don't even remember how much land is there, Ronnie. How big?
Well, I'm just looking at this. I print this list. It says, what, 14 acres?
Yeah. And that is pretty well played out, huh, Jeff?
Yeah.
I know. Just from when Dennis was still around, there is one more part that he thought that there was quite a bit of sand, but we have to cut a bunch of trees to get at it.
Yeah.
So that's something that we kind of have to look at. I mean, if there is a lot more sand there, I think it definitely would benefit the town to keep it, just because it saves us a ton of money when we're doing road work, just some materials.
Yeah, you don't want to give up sand, there's no doubt about that. I just don't, we just need to go see if there's anything left.
But I mean, eventually, eventually that sand's going to be gone. I mean, I don't think we have more than, I don't know, maybe 15 or, you know, so years left after cutting that piece. And once that's done, I mean, we do have to figure out something to clean it up for sure.
Yeah, I know, we've never talked about a reclamation plan or anything over there that I know of.
We should think about when we do Copart, at least the haul. We'll have a bunch of excess loam. At least that's what I talked about with Dennis at one point, that we would just give the surplus loam again and just have a bulldozer just catch it and just make it go up and down. And
it's definitely not a
so reclaim the part, reclaim the part that's
the
not being
that,
used.
Save the part that's got to be dug, but
picked.
Yeah, it needs to
There's
be.
There's not really any topsoil there anyway.
No.
Right.
And I don't know if Dennis had ever brought this up, but an idea that he had was when that place is, you know, all picked out and everything, his thought was maybe turning that into a park,
right,
a town park. And we've been trucking, or Dennis has been trucking the yard waste from the dump for, geez, a long time. And that whole big pile in the center is all like compost. So the thought would be to kind of screen that, probably spread that out as well, and then any extra loam we could get would be perfect.
Yeah.
But I gotta try and figure out if we'll be able to access the rest of that sand, but I think that it's definitely a good idea to hold on to it and try and get it.
But you think there's more than just this year's?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
There's one more pretty good, I mean, all Dennis really ever told me is there's one more pretty good deposit of sand in there, but you have to cut, we'd have to kind of cut a bunch of trees in there to get at it.
Right.
We're
talking about like an acre
or
so?
I'm pretty sure it's the area right behind where the giant, like, I don't know when the last time you were in there, but there's a huge pile of stumps and logs and just junk that's been dumped there over the years. And behind that, from what I understand, was where it is. But it's obviously all forested.
Right.
So yeah, if there's any type of use for that, yeah, it should. The town definitely needs the sand for sure.
Yeah.
So was there any other pieces wrong?
Well, the other thing we talked about, because I brought this up years ago, was when we put that Hall's Mill subdivision in, the town owns that corner. Now that's kind of gone under the. It's one of those that went under the Conservation Commission, but I'm not sure if there were easements, if it's actually a conservation easement on it, or it's just under their direction. So I have to go back, because that was one of the first ones I think that got put in there.
Well, what I'm finding out, that there's a lot of that it comes under the guidance or the care of the conservation.
Right.
But that doesn't mean that there's a conservation.
Right, that's what I'm saying. I don't know if it actually got deeded over.
Correct.
The deeded easement. I think it's under their direction. But there's, from what I remember, there was like 14 acres up there, and if you could, if there's a lot or two, and you could still keep 10 acres in conservation, it doesn't take much to come up with some value these days to get a house lot.
Right.
And the road's there, and it's just, it would be a little.
And which piece is that, Ronnie?
Well, it really used to go with the old schoolhouse. That,
okay.
That.
So it's that, like, it runs into Dumas's old property there, or?
No,
or not
it's,
quite
no,
that
not
far.
That schoolhouse. Up down the old one where Fisher Cats were and all that.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Where who was in there? DeLonchan, one of the DeLonchan.
Okay. Yeah. Kevin.
That piece of property. So I did a lot of history work up there, but that went with that house, and the guy that owned it passed away. I'm talking 100 years ago, but and he had no relatives.
Is it on DeLonchan side?
So yeah, it's on DeLonchan side. So it goes down. If you turn down Hall's Mill, it's probably 500-600 feet of frontage there.
Oh, really?
And it's, you know, and it goes all the way over to DeLonchamps.
I think that's a piece that 30-plus years ago we tried to sell to DeLonchamps.
Yeah, could have been.
They bought it?
They
bought it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kevin,
they
yeah,
bought
that's
that.
Probably the piece we were trying to sell them, and
Yeah.
They weren't interested.
By the time I, and then when I was putting that road, I'm like, oh God, I got to go in here. I got to go buy all this free land before I can get a house lot.
Right.
Because the price of the road and everything at that time, but it had already gone into the hands of the conservation, so as well, the heck with that. I don't know. It's just something I can look into and find out. I have to go back and read what those, how that town warrant was written.
Well, if there's nothing on the deed, the recorded deed, then I think it's just under the direction of the conservation. And what I'm finding out
right.
with that piece that we're talking about on Donovan Road is even though it's under the guidance or the control of the conservation,
yeah.
it's still, the town can still, the selectmen can still choose to sell it.
Yeah.
You know, because it's not the same as an easement on it, conservation easement. It's a little different. And there is a the RSA that we're going to have to deal with is 80 point something or other there, but it talks about you can do that, but you got to contact the previous owner if it was tax deeded and whatnot. And,
right.
you know, if you're talking about any kind of serious money, they're entitled to a portion of it, you know.
Yeah.
But it does give us the authority to
yeah.
sell it or buy or whatever.
Yeah, most of the stuff you guys have, it's in use. I remember... And a lot of the pieces, there was one on New Boston Road, there was one on Flint Road, but most of that stuff, I remember when all that was done at all,
right.
got taken under the wing of the conservation.
Yeah, because it was quite a warrant article, original warrant article at the deliberate session was a little bit different than what was amended. And what was
yeah.
amended was that it gave the authority back to the selectmen if they wanted to pull it back.
Well, maybe they, because, you know, this is saying votes of 99, 2002, this was...
Oh, that was even before.
It was before that.
Yes,
yeah. It was. Yeah, it was long before that.
When yeah,
it was, when it was originally done. So
okay.
maybe it's been reworded.
Yeah. All right.
Do something different.
All right. Well,
okay. But I mean, obviously, you want to get an appraisal done.
Yeah.
See what we're talking about, and you know, I know a lot of pieces the town took for taxes is in a swamp somewhere. That's why.
Right.
That's why you
yeah.
have it. So it's
yeah.
you just got to leave that stuff alone. But
right.
All
right. Well, but at least that's two that. But would that be a deal breaker if there was the town still wanted to, you know, get the sand out of the pit
yeah.
there, or
we
is
don't
that?
Need the sand.
We're not doing it for the sand. It's just
right.
we need a piece of land to do something with because I don't need.
But
no
is
land.
There is there but would
could,
there be a rush on getting
town,
it?
With the town, they could keep the rights to the sand.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That we just would.
Oh, we could still do that kind
yeah.
of arrangement.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. For like a certain duration or something?
Well, whatever, until it's gone. I mean, I
yeah.
don't believe it. I fought that for years trying to skimp with that stuff to make it last. And, I, you know, I'm surprised it's lasted this long, but...
Yeah.
It's,
good. Sounds good. You have anything?
I don't... No, it's just... We got to wait for the appraisal.
Yeah, I mean, that's one thing that we
did they give you
about.
A time frame? I'm kind of joking over here, but I know usually they're... Whenever I call these guys, they tell me... You know, they don't know when they ever get to it.
It didn't.
It's always $3,000.
I know it's. It still sounds high to me, but
yeah.
They put more filler in, and so it's about that thick.
You know, in talking with Steve,
$1,000.
In talking with Steve Hamilton, he said that you know that's really not. He says that's kind of a reasonable for a commercial.
That's what
I
they
says,
are.
Really?
Yeah.
He
been
says,
that
yeah.
For years.
I says, so what's the difference between? You know,
right.
me going to the bank to remortgage or something, and it's $500, and now
yeah.
it's $3,000. I said, what do they do that's different?
We run into it all the time.
That's why I went ahead
commercial.
And said okay, but
yeah,
he said, yeah that's
of
kind
land.
Of reasonable for commercial.
Yeah.
It's really, wow.
Yeah, it's a lot higher.
Do you know who you ended up with?
Boyd got somebody.
Okay.
I wasn't even involved with it. Did you know him? Did you remember
him? I don't
him
know him, no, but he called me just to go over
okay.
the details because he wanted to
right.
see what he was getting
oh.
into. And,
well, yeah, that's a good sign if you got
yeah.
called. He'll be on it.
Yeah, no, he called and they were all good. And like I said, I signed the contract this week, so it should be all
right.
should be going out. So hopefully in a couple of weeks or whatever, we should have something, I would imagine.
Yeah.
And I think they're going to contact... They'll be contacting you people first yeah. anyway before they do anything.
Yeah.
But just so they let you know.
And I think we just, I mean, Ronnie just got back, so I think we just got to put more thought into it and again, it's more of wait till the appraisal comes back, and again, the trading was just if it helps with.
If there's something to offset partial of.
Just to offset some of the money, just to make it easier, you know.
Rather see use the money to start.
Use the money to build a building instead of use the money to get land, you know, so whether we can find something that we could recoup that cost or not, I don't know, but it's worth looking into anyway.
So you guys are more familiar with this type of work than the rest of us. So after we do that, what are you proposing that we should be looking at next?
We have to master plan the site.
Master plan the site.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With that, we're going to have some types of dimensions or what have you to know where things can be placed and what have you.
Yeah, you want to forecast out, you know, good 30, 40, 50 years on the size of these buildings so you're not run out of room, and then start with police, fire.
Well, the conversation we had at the last meeting, Dean was pretty adamant about that. He doesn't feel the fire department is going to need anything for.
No, it's years away.
10 to 20 years.
Yeah, it's years away. But you
because
have
he's already got that, you know, addition in mind to take care of the next 5 or 10 year needs. And I know there's a little bit of opposition, I think, on that kind of thinking, but I'm still trying to concentrate on the PD and future fire and probably highway even before the fire department needs, because that is a smaller impact and a much smaller operation than the fire department would be. I mean, it's pretty much a building that they can come in and get out of the cold and a place to store some material.
Right.
It's not
but
too.
But you want to plan it. You don't want to put the highway department in the front. And
correct.
The fire department in the back.
No. Right. The way that lot is designed, I think it's perfect to put the highway right out in the back. We don't even see it hardly, you know?
Nice. Yeah, just
I mean, nothing against you, Jeff, but it's not the most, you know.
It's not the best looking.
Exactly. I mean,
could be.
So.
Although.
And then there's more land out there a guy owns if he'll ever, you know, that maybe in the future the town can get a hold of. There's actually a nice piece of land behind that.
Really?
And it's kind of landlocked out there. But he doesn't really want to get rid of it. But again, he's, you know, you go 10, 20, 30 years down the road, someone ought to stay in contact. So if you ever did need to expand, because it would be very valuable land to anybody.
It seems like a pretty good sized piece to me for the needs of this town for the next 50 years
should
or whatever.
Be for sure.
At least long after I'm gone.
Yeah.
For sure. But, okay, so I guess we'll just wait on that.
But even if that's going to be, you know, I don't even mind helping out ahead of time if it seems like things are moving in that direction. We have the site plan with all the survey, you know, and again, this preliminary master planning is, you know, we need Mike's dimensions, we need Jeff's dimensions, think about future for fire, for what other buildings, get these placeholders, we sit down with a plan and not, you know, don't involve a civil yet, but just internally do this layout and we just do it, you know, in ourselves on CAD. So we have a general layout. That could all be going on while we're waiting for the appraisal, while we're waiting. It's not like we can't work on the plan. That's it. You know,
well, that's kind of why they went down when we were looking at the Viking property there and looked at that building and looked at that whole concept and said, well, you know, what are our needs and how would it work here? And I think, how close are we to where we looked at that building in, was it Barnstead? Mm-hmm. I don't know why I have trouble remembering Barnstead or Barrington with it, but it was
in Barnstead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Russ, how close? The one you were telling me about. Russ, you tell me you went to look at one.
Yeah, we looked at that one.
We looked at that one.
Two. There's, we looked at Epson and
Auburn.
Barnstead.
There's, you know, there's a number of different ones. Where?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I've got some preliminary drawings on, I think it's Where, Auburn, the guy that did Auburn, he sent me some things on it. So what I'm saying is we've got some, like on a fire department, how many bays that's going to make the big difference, how many's going to spread out.
Oh, you mentioned Barnstead or something out there.
Well, yeah,
Barnstead, that's the one that we visited, and that was really, really close to what we were looking at.
The Barnstead one was nice. It was only, like 3-4 years old?
Right.
It was a flat lot, all the utilities, it was a single floor, you know, and then utilities in the overhead. I don't think, they didn't have a dispatch center in there, and that's something we got to talk about, having room for that potentially too, because we go through Rockingham County, just like the fire department does. And 20, 30 years, I don't know if we're going to have our own dispatch or have a combined one with local towns. Like,
by the time that happens, there would be a fire department there.
Right.
It would be,
that's what
it would
I'm
be
thinking,
incorporated
yeah.
into that. I would think you'd end up with your own dispatch.
But I guess my point is, instead of waiting the month of that to come back, if each person was tasked with, whether it's fire or highway or police, with these placeholders, just working out what these placeholders will be of the buildings you've looked at, that's like someone will kill a few weeks just to do that.
Oh, yeah.
By the time,
yeah.
I don't know how often you meet, but
we'll take
you know,
care of
it. You meet.
Well, I don't know. It depends on, I mean, there wasn't a lot that we had to go over tonight,
right.
other than, you know,
to
what
me,
we've
I
already gone
a lot of
over.
Things
but
that people could round up for info, because
yep.
then if I had all those things, I could help move them around in the plan, and then at another meeting, we could start to put this plan together. Because that's the plan you're going to want to take to a civil to say, this is what we're thinking of, because that's the only way you're going to get a real price from a civil,
right.
is to have that conceptual plan down on. We want to work all those bugs out before we hire. We don't need an engineer to help us figure
us
that out. We
right.
want to figure that out. We know what the town needs, then give it to the engineer to do the design work.
Okay.
So I just think there's some work there over the next 6 weeks or so that can be done while we're waiting for this, you know, other work.
How close are you and Rick with what you kind of think you're going to need?
Pretty close.
Okay.
Yeah. It's basically looks like the Bonstead one. And
with
we've
a
got,
few exceptions.
I've got a picture of that plan. We don't have the actual plans from them. We got
I thought we got the plans from them.
We got the plans from the Epsom. It was Epsom.
Okay. I thought he was willing to give us the plans at the other one, no?
No.
No.
He gave us the name of the architect, and I did call them up way back, and they were willing to come down and talk to the town, and of course, you know, work on a contingency thing, you know,
yeah,
and make
yeah,
money
yeah,
or whatever.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
I said,
yeah.
Yeah,
yeah,
we're not ready to do
what,
that.
No.
Yeah,
so,
we're not there yet.
What is your thoughts about Auburn?
Well, you're looking at a safety complex here, so we're talking
no,
about...
No, 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 well, they've got a police, they have...
They have a police station, and they just put an addition on. One of their selectmen orchestrated that, and they put a big addition on.
On the police?
Onto the police station.
Okay. But what I'm saying is, basically, they said if you'd like to have our plans, they're willing to let us look at those when I was over there. So I'm
yeah, we'll check with them. I mean, just see what their PD looks like. We can compare it.
All right.
Yeah.
So in the next week or so, then
yeah,
a couple weeks, if you
and
Rick can get conceptually what you
yep.
think your needs are.
Yeah, anybody that can email you anything like PDFs of
okay.
what drawings they made, it's, you know, they own those drawings, so whether
right.
an architect wants to give them out or not, they own the PDFs just to really share it so we could drag those sizes around the plan. Just makes it
yeah,
easier
like
for us. We're just going to cut and paste, you know, we're not using their designs per se,
that's a good
but it really
point.
Makes for nice placeholders and easier for me to just drag around on a plan.
Right.
Right.
Well,
or
I
if
think
we had names. That's
yeah,
so
if
contact.
I know who built what, believe me, I'll get the plans. So.
Well, I can call up there to Bonstead and whatnot,
yeah.
find
okay.
out. If I can head out.
Okay.
Okay,
thank you, Rick.
Hey, thanks, Rick. Yeah. No, that's a great idea.
So is that something, Jeff, that you want to conceptually start to put together in the next few weeks there, if you get
yeah,
time?
Yeah, I can start to put something together.
Yeah, like
you
even
know?
Size of a yard or bins,
yeah.
and because we do see Jeff set up out back behind
Correct.
This.
Yep.
And then align the shed and a place to line up equipment and then, you know, some type of gravel mixing area, you know, so he's got a gravel working pad.
Obviously that
just
lot sets perfect, so the open bay of the south shed, we
yeah.
compare it on the sunny side, which is
yeah.
what you want.
Yeah. So yeah, just some of those, you know, parking lot sizes, gravel pad sizes, all that, everybody giving me that info will just make it really easy to start putting a plan together.
What about solar? Facing buildings for solar.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, with what Heritage has done down here, what he's saving each.
Oh, did they put solar up on that?
Solar
grid?
Up on,
oh, really?
Yeah. Don't, okay. So, I mean, it's something we're doing
yeah.
building. We should be,
yeah.
I mean, if we can't, we can't.
Right.
And that's what's happened here, and it's happened with the recycling center. It's facing the wrong way.
Yeah.
I'm not.
No, well, it's all, everything could be headed south. So
yeah.
an issue there.
You know,
right.
if we, you know, that's what I'm saying, keeping that in mind, that makes a big difference after
yeah.
a while, you know.
So, when you boot the police out of here, is the town looking okay in the foreseeable future then for space here? And you're not going to be...
I personally think so, yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
I believe that'll be the time to put the elevator in and so it's accessible upstairs.
Right.
But I do think that would work.
So we don't really need to think about something else over there. That
I don't believe so, Ron. My gut feeling is no. If it is, it's so far down the road that...
Because there's a lot of life left in this.
Well, there's a lot of building here
yeah.
that's not being used, that is being presently used by the PD that's
yeah.
going to really help out. And it would allow us to reconfigure things down below here. And like I say, I believe that was framed for an elevator. The hole, I think, was... I think it was the opening. You don't think so?
No, we didn't do that.
No?
No.
Don't you think we should leave space on that site plan for something, though?
What's that?
Don't you think we should leave space on that site plan for something?
I think there'll be plenty of space, to be honest with you.
I think it's probably a smart idea to just leave a spot for a future town hall. You know, even if it's 75 years down the road, but, you know, maybe someday this will need to move.
Well, I don't think we're going to place the stuff so it's going to cause us not to be able to do
that. You're only on, we don't have much room here, but, you know, it was pretty tight getting this in here.
Right.
It took an act of Congress to get in here.
Yeah, the biggest problem here is it's just the footprint's not big enough to accommodate parking and a building and everything that's in it.
That's kind of what I'm thinking.
Right.
You know, 50 years.
If we buy that piece of property, it'd be nice to, you know, plan it out so that that's where the town of Candy is forever.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Well, I think there's enough, and especially if you design it so the center is the parking area and everything else is around the perimeter.
It'll be Parks and Recreation Building in 50 years.
Whatever, yeah.
And then it can go back to its original.
But voting and assembly doesn't need your... You're still not looking at voting and assembly at all.
Oh,
right?
No.
No. But in the future, right, that's what you would be thinking of. Yeah. Maybe.
Maybe. Unless we contract with CYA and keep them going.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, the CYA can handle our voting right now for a couple times a year. But like you're saying, looking to centralize down the road.
Yeah, I mean,
that's us.
I mean, right now,
50 years from now,
years
50
ago,
years from now.
It was a completely different town than it is now.
Yes,
yeah.
But, you know, it wasn't much different 30 years ago.
Our
population had, in the last 30 years has not grown much.
Oh, really?
Yeah. We were about 4,000 30 years ago, and we're still a little over 4 right around there. So
well,
it's not like there's a huge, you know, growth of population.
But with the base... tax base is growing tremendously right now with the housing that's going in, you know, that's, and we got a second senior one potential.
Possibly.
Right. So, I mean, that one there is worth about $16 million conservatively. So, I don't know how big the other one, but I mean, we're seeing houses coming up. But.
All right, good. So, you're on task for a project and you're on task.
Yep.
And what else should we be
I'll bring
at?
Those.
That's all we need. If you round
for
that
now.
Stuff up for me, I just at least I could help to start put the plan together.
Yeah.
And that's, when do you meet, every month right now?
Well, we were going 2 weeks, but there's not a lot.
Right.
So I can't see meeting
no,
in
you're gonna
2 weeks.
A month anyway. Round up this information. Anybody could email me anything. I could put my email down on that too.
All right.
And I could just work on that so that we actually have something. Maybe you'll have an appraisal a month if you're lucky. And
it didn't sound like it was going to take that long, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll plan on when you get that back. Probably be in again. In the meantime, we'll look at some of this other stuff and see what's out there.
Now, give me a jingle and we'll go look at some of the properties or whatever they are.
Yeah. All right. Sounds good.
All right. Is there
Thanks,
anything
guys.
Else?
Thank
Appreciate
you.
It.
Yeah, no problem.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Anything else?
Thank you.
You all set, Beth? Oh, Linda, you got something?
Yeah, Mr. Fleming, he's gone now. But he said if the police move, then that space is available for highway offices in the PD section, right, Brian? So I think he's thinking, Jeff, would take over the police department.
No, no.
Yeah, we don't really need office.
You don't need an office space.
He needs space.
He needs a toilet and a shower and a place to put his sand and salt.
And then his second question was, is Mr. Severino the contractor?
No.
No.
There's no contract, we're not there yet.
What about Ed?
Does Ed got any questions, or whoever that is, Ed Downing?
I just spoke with him today.
Downing?
He's a new resident of town, so.
Oh, he is?
Yeah.
Oh, so he's just trying to.
Yeah, he worked up at the, does electronics and alarm systems and camera systems and worked up at the state prison, the new women's prison. He's new to town, and he offered to help with, you know, talk about stuff with the PD when it comes time.
Good.
So, I told him there was a meeting and he was welcome to come down or whatnot.
All right. So if we don't have anything else, a month? Go a month from now?
Yeah, I think it'd be good.
Yeah, I think a month's good.
Does that work?
Yep.
What is that date?
June 1st.
June 1st?
Yep.
Okay. Is that acceptable?
Yeah. 5 o'clock? 6 o'clock or 5?
5 works for me.
5 works for me.
5's good.
Yeah.
5's good, gets everybody home early. So.
Yes.
All right. So, motion to adjourn?
I make a motion, we adjourn the meeting.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Good. Thanks, guys, for coming in.